I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. Blinn College is looking for experienced welders, plumbers, and carpenters to serve as part-time instructors to meet local demand. We visited with Ken Dupre, Director of Technical and Community Programs, to learn more about who they're looking for.
Right now, our greatest demand is going to be for instructors in welding and also instructors in the carpentry and plumbing trades.
Now, I'm sure a lot of people think, college professor or college teacher, that's not me, even though I have a lot of experience. But you guys have kind of outlined that you're willing to take people who may not think that they are qualified for the job, but they are. Can you give me a little bit more information about that?
Certainly. The people that we are looking for are the people who have been actually in the trades doing the welding, doing the carpentry, and actually being a plumber, because those are the people that we want because they can directly relate their experiences to the students. For the plumbers, we're looking for either a journeyman or a master plumber who has been working at a minimum of 3 years, but we really want someone who with 5 years or more. And with welding, the more diverse experiences that you've had in welding, then the better a welding teacher that you're going to be. For our non-credit courses, we do not require any type of advanced degree at all. Just a high school diploma is all we require because we put a whole lot more weight on your experience.
When it comes to students, you guys are also looking for some more people who are interested in these careers, correct?
That is correct. As I'm sure as you've seen throughout the area, we've got a lot of construction going on and a lot.
Really? I've missed it. I'm just kidding. You're right.
And a lot of these contractors come from out of town, and we'd like to train local people here to do the carpentry, to do the framing, and also to perform the plumbing tasks as well. To that end, Blinn was awarded a grant a couple of months ago that we have money to start the plumbing program and start the carpentry program. These are two programs that are fairly expensive to start, so we got some help from the state of Texas in doing that. We also got some help in that we have scholarship funding for the first 65 students that we can put through plumbing, carpentry, and even electrical as well, because these are all the building trades that we're looking for to keep our local workers here. So for anyone who is interested in going through the plumbing program, the carpentry program, or electrical program that we're going to be starting up all brand new this fall, they can get a $1,000 scholarship. This means that they'll be paying about half of what the normal tuition would be for these classes. But it is limited to the first 65 students, and there's only three conditions that they have to meet. Number one, must be over 18 years of age. Number two, must be eligible to work in the United States. And number three, if they're a male, they have to be registered with Selective Service. And I can check the Selective Service registrations here, so that is not a big deal. But if a person is over 18 and able to work in the United States, we can get them registered fairly quickly and get them the scholarship.
Ken, some people might think, well, I have a lot of experience just growing up around it or in high school. What benefit does actually going through one of these certifications or going through one of these degree plans actually give to a person?
By going through our programs, you can receive three national accreditations. First one will be from OSHA, your OSHA 10-hour card, which if you're going to be working on any type of construction site for, say, the state, you're most likely going to be required to have this. Also, you will receive certifications from NCCER, which is the National Center for Construction Education and Research. This is a nationally recognized certification that you have gone through the core courses for the construction trades and also for a level one plumber or a level one carpenter. What does level one mean? For a plumber, that means that you have gone through every type of tool that you can use in plumbing, both hand tools and power tools, and you will have experience with every type of material, PVC pipe, steel, cast iron, and so on, copper. For carpentry, you will also go through all the hand tools and all the power tools, and we've been able to get the brand of tools that are most used by professionals, DeWalt, Milwaukee. So you'll be training on the same tools that are used out on the work site everywhere around in the area. So you're going to be very familiar with all of these. For a carpenter, you will learn to frame a wall. You will learn about flooring and putting in floors, putting in ceilings, putting in roofing, also even how to cut stairs. So by the time you finish, you will have a very, very well-rounded experience in both carpentry and plumbing.
Visiting with Ken Dupre from Blinn College. Ken, going back to the instructor positions that y'all are looking for, is this something that people can still work at their profession and then also teach these classes?
Absolutely. Most of the classes that we're going to offer are going to be at night. This is designed on purpose because, number one, we do want an instructor who is actually working in the trades by day. Number two, it also gives the student an opportunity. They can be a plumber's helper or a carpenter's helper during the day and go to classes to improve their position at night. It really helps to promote themselves up the chain much faster.
If people are interested in either becoming an instructor or becoming a student, where can they find more information?
The best place to go is going to be at our website, which is blinn.edu, blinn.edu. If you go to that website, that brings you to our homepage. You simply click on Workforce, and I have the information and the FAQs on both the plumbing and the carpentry. There's also information on welding that is on our workforce page. If you're looking for employment, there's also a jump on our homepage to get to our employment page as well, where there are a whole lot more jobs, not just welding, plumbing, or carpentry.
Anything else you'd like to add before I let you go today?
No. If you have any further questions, though, you can give me a call by phone, and my number here is 979-209-7560.
Thanks again to Ken Dupre for visiting with us today. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.